مش متزوج أو كم بدل كان يبدأ شيلون تدري ما استوى زادية ده كالله شيلون كان يشتري سن الشيلون كان زمان يدين إنه خذ بناءه بسياش اللور كبدون بس المفاد له هنشيل كان زايل عشر غازا يند فاشل بيكو على عشر غازا ده خام داشن عشر غازا مين تعيشر غازا وتصير نيجين السي فلا تصير بيكو السي and there's no gain of the Haitian because he's telling them to take money and say, no, it's not, not all, even though it is a plastic, the best separate plastic axela, it's linked up and it's connected with other cases in Kolotar Kula, namely, Shabunma Kos, the Machrebi, Bisham, and Bisulu. There is a deal in the Kuna, if you're not permitted to bring as a carbon on the Mizbech, Esna and Zaino, and the Chir Kelo, the Sabi, Esna and Zaino, the Chir Kelo, Beit Hashem, and the Kelo. So to Abbas Hashem, Gam Shneir. So, the Sham, I say, Gam, why is it here to Abbas Hashem, Gam Shneir? Gam, the Rabbi, Shinu Yeim. But even if, let's say, a Shinu occurs, let's say the man who was Mizana with the Zaino gave her thesis. She grounded up and she made soulless out of it and Gantan Shinui. And she wants to bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Shami says still no good. And they still are like stuff, they don't know Gam the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't know what the word Gam is now. But they dash in the word Gam, Shnei Hem, the Hem, implies Hem, the Lo Shinui. The Shinui causes that it's labeled as a different texture, Tanam Chadash is called Lakan, and it no longer maintains its original identity, and it's no longer called an Ashmanzen, it's no longer called a Mechir Kelev, and it's caused a kasha to bring it to a family based on it. That's how we talk to it. It's more than it's a point of Hisham, Hashimu is not covered by Ganav either. It's the same issue. And the Gemara has other cases also, when you get to Beresh HaSagel, when you get to other cases, he's Mitzvah Teyer. So you still have the Mitzvah Teyer after you do a Shimu Yav. The Gemara says that the issue of Shimu Kain is in Kalatar too. So that's where the Gemara raised the shayla over here. If you cook food in a way that the food, the apple or the bird food way, so the bird, if you start off with egg, start off with or hamaitzi, or you start off with a vegetable that's good for Mara, or you start off with a matzah that's good for Mrs. Matzah. Then you cook it in such a way that it's like we used to. If you cook it and it's better than it was before, so you can't say that's a shiva. You've made it into what it really is supposed to be. And now it's just developing into its own self. Some personality is not coming out. It had a raw potato. And then you cooked it. Oh, now it's a real potato. So that's not called a shiva. It had a raw piece of flesh and then you cooked it. And now it tastes better. So that's not called, you're not going to say, well, it's a shiva, you can eat the chaza after you cook it. Now it's normal, but that's not called a shiva. But if it was perfectly edible before, or better, it was better before. And then you cook it, and you stand in the Giyusa. And the Gemara says, oh, that's the Machlekes on Meir Rabbi Yosi. What do you say, Shiva Kana, Shiva Kana, Kana? And you say, Kodam Chadosh is all the time. And it's not just the Machlekes on the level of the Rabbanim, and they get the Brachas, Hadam, Ha'is, and so on. It's the Shailan on the level of their eyes, and they get the Mitzvah Smatka, the way you say, Shiva Kana. I don't know. What's the din? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. You have to look under the shadow. I don't remember. What's the din if you cooked it?
It doesn't change anything.
And it's not that more people enjoy it now, it's not that less people enjoy it. It's the same. It's equal. If people enjoy it this way, that way. I don't know. You have to look under the shadow. I'm not sure what the din is there.
Yes.
So you have to find out. If you serve baked apple, a lot of Americans would not want to, even though they're not doing there in a restaurant. They're not going to serve people. They don't enjoy baked apple. They don't enjoy raw apple. You have to find out at each Medina what the facts are. Moshe has about carrots, but in Europe, it was very uncommon to eat raw carrots. And if you eat raw carrots, you say shahatan. If you eat cooked carrots, you say hagan. If you're in America, it's certainly not so. You eat raw carrots, you certainly say brother. Shahatan says, eat silly. If you eat cooked carrots, maybe most Americans wouldn't enjoy cooked carrots. They don't enjoy raw carrots. Because they figure that the dinners and guns different. These things recognizable means mamish liquefied. If it's not mamish, if you still have chunk, then the soup is still applied. If it's liquefied, then it's another shot.
You
better find out.
Yeah.
That's what this Gemara talks about. Yeah, it's going to be in this sugya. It's on this sugya. We're not learning. I just want to learn one part over here. But the halacha says that the din depends on whether it's shtani l'gri yusra or shtani l'mal yusra. When you cook the food and the situation changed, if the situation improved, then it's better. And that determines whether it's shtani l'gri yusra or shtani l'mal yusra. That depends on the meaning of both of them, or both of them not.
This
is an abstract rule, but the rule is determined by what the meaning is. This nekuda of the rule, this aspect of the rule, to determine what the shtani is the yusa or the mal yusa, that depends on the meaning of the which can change. So one of the Amorim says, in my opinion, this issue of machlekes Amorim, when you say for the Adama, when you cook the food or not, is a machlekes Takanoim. Then the Gemara says that he's not necessarily right, but he. You don't necessarily have to learn that that's the machlekes Omer of Yesi, whether she is telling you whether Shani is the use, or whether you say whether it's considered part of Kadosh or not. We learn we can say the Kuli Yom Shlokas Mavach Alein Baruch Hu Adonai. Maybe everybody agrees that it retains the original bracha, right? Adonai. And the machlekes over here by a cooked matzah, but in Yesi it's a special reason. But Ataka, we talk like Rabbi Yesi, you're not here, you say, Matashir, that's what it means. The Matashir is only a local din in Hilchos Matzah, doesn't apply in Kol Hashar Kula, so it has no application anywhere else. So then it has no shakas that that's good at all. And the other shot that Tosis gave was a complicated, heavy artillery shot that would have a little bit to do with that sugya. The other shot Tosis gave was that it's not Matashir. We didn't see the words of the Gemara. Matashir says, I'll come and come up here, and we should begin to tell Matzah Belecha. Tam Matzah means Matashir. Doesn't say anything. Another Rishonim didn't like that shot, and they gave a whole interpretation of law that in order to be considered lechem, the Yosi holds you not Yosi, the Rafi Kamavusho, because it's not lechem. One question there, why does it say Dibina Tam Matzah Velechem? Dibina Lechem Velechem also. The both shot and don't fit into the Lashon HaMor, they're both there. But that's how the other Rishonim learn. Askan L'Kamer Rav Yosi, that it's no good, a Matzah Mevushalach, no good, Dibina Lechem. And a Matzah Mevushalach is not Lechem. Why not? Because Yesh Bishalach, even though Bishalach HaVishu, in Hilchos Shabbos, Bishalachon HaSpot Simileim, but Yesh Bishalach HaAtziah, Yesh HaAtziah HaVishu, if you do a different form of cooking, then Yesh Bishalach HaAtziah. So if you take a matzah, which was baked, and then you cook it, and you say, Yesh Bishalach HaAtziah. Yesh Bishalach HaAtziah is not only that now it's called a Maita Bishal, it's Mevatla Naftiah, the previous Atziah, so it's now called a matzah Mevushalit that's not an Afuya. And what the matzah is no longer Afuya, that's a Tais Lechem. Why does it become Tais Lechem? The Tais says, it must be that Hakab HaMayaskina, because you need that it should be baked in the Tama. Is that always necessarily so? You always need that it should be baked in the tanner. So that was the machlekes of the shem, whether that's true. How do you determine what has the shem lechem? So the place of Tanazak gives you a half a story. They don't talk on Lam and Kurt, and Allah says it gives you a half a story. The end of the place of lechem, heart of the tukka. It starts on Lam and Zayin, and it goes over to Lam and Kurt, and Allah. That's what we went through this week. The status is Miramis to the Rabbein Tam, who is Mechulik with the Ramban. We went through it last week. The Ramban's opinion is that it all depends on Afiyah. If you bake it, then in a tanur in the oven, then it's called Lachem. If you don't bake it, then it's not called Lachem. It all depends on Afiyah. Matzah Brah. That's what we're going to have to learn. May or may not be discussing Matzah Brah. We're giving all the introductions to figure out what we're talking about here. That's what we're going to get to. So the Ramban holds that when you bake it in an oven, that's necessary that it should be called lechem. And the Rabbeinu Tam came up with an answer that either if you have a blila ova, if it's a thick dough, even if you cook it later on in water, it will be hamaytin lechem in oritz, it will be chai b'chal because it has a tin lechem. But if it had a blila raka, if it was a batter that cools very easily, and then later on you bake it, sponge cake, but then you bake it, so the baking will be the same lechem. But let's say if it has a blila raka, and later on you cook it with water, so it doesn't have a shame lechem, on either account, so then it's not chai b'chal, and then it won't be hamaytin. So the case is there, we're talking about the manal approach and the name of Abedatam. They quote based on the Rabbinatam that when the Gemara says, Akano Kamala Girti Hakma Shamidan Tamakabalaka, that it doesn't have a Shem Rakam at all, why does it not have a Shem Rakam at all? We must be talking over here about a case that this Rukik, why does it say Yertim the Rukik Hashor? No, Yertim the Ratsa Shruya, the Bimuvi Shelet. Why do you use the Lashon Rukik? The person understands the word Rukik must have a technical connotation of a Matze which had a Bila Raka. We don't need such matzah. I'm happy to have a blue leather. A very thick dough. Ah, it doesn't pour. The taste is understand. That's why it's called rock. It has a blue or rock in it, and it's, you put it in. There's some cookies that you put it in your mouth, and when you have a little saliva, it just melts in the mouth. The other cookies that you have to chew. So the cookies that have a blue or rock, they just melt in your mouth. And those that have a blue or rock, those you have to chew. It's a different consistency. So the taste is understood. The rakik means a matzah that never had a blila ova to begin with, it only had a blila raka.
Okay.
So the only...
I don't know.
Let's say tam-tams. Tam-tams are very thin, but they don't melt in your mouth because that had a blila ova. They had a thick. And then there are other cookies that are thick, but they just melt in the mouth because they had in the first place. It was a batter.
The kitchen in the finish.
Yeah, the kitchen in the finish.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's the beauty. I don't know. Tyson does not learn like that. That's a very different model. Tyson learns that it means it was baked in an oven. No, they say rock, it means it had a blila raka, but it was baked in an oven. So the only kush that has a shame lechem that it should be good for matzah because it was baked in the oven. It doesn't have a shame lechem because of the blila, because it had a blila raka. It didn't have a blila oven. So if you're going to cook, if he's going to cook it later, and yesh bishal acharatiyah, and the whole yirein and the shechunach is based on this gemara, yesh bishal acharatiyah, but then the bishal is mevatel atiyah, so it comes out later, that it'll lose the shem lechem, it doesn't have a shem lechem at all later on, because it never had a blue rubber to begin with, and the atiyah that he had was undone, because the yesh bishal acharatiyah under the atiyah. So that's how the other Balei HaTosfos says. So now getting back to our gemara. Now we'll go back to our gemara. Our Tosefta on Lam Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tosefta speaks about a person has bread, which is Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and then Bishlo, and then he cooks the bread. So what should the Bracha do? If you cook bread, what should you say? Does it maintain the din of Lechem Min
Haaretz?
Or should it be Mizayin? So the Bracha says it depends whether the fruit is Chayom, then not fruit is Chayom. So the question is whether the fruit is Chayom. If you say that in Gemara and Lamed Ches on the day is an Indian from Matu Ashira, Matu Mishwaz Matu Ashira, then it has no shaykh at all. When I talk Matu Ashira, I'm talking Hamaytis. Special thing, the Matu has no application to Hamaytis versus Gizani. But if you say, like the other interpretation that we shown today, that the Gemara is discussing Bishul on doing Asiya, and therefore that's the place Lechem, because it's not Lechem on the level of their ISIS, so you're not getting too much. If it's not Lechem on the level of their abundance, so it's not a mighty level of an. So why does it depend on Adab? Why does it depend whether Prus is Kayam or not Prus is Kayam? I should say, if you do a bishul on a bread, so you undo the Asiya, you undo the Asiya, so it should be Yais Lechem. We don't pass my ears. If it had a blue over, even if it's only going to have a bisho later on, it will still be hamaytis. It's still going to be hamaytis. But that's why the Gemara has a discussion. So what's the din Does it retain? Does it still have Amar? It's not. The Gemara comes up with a new din of Purim Kariyamas and Apur Kitar. But this explanation is only valid. This proves that it is only valid if you hold like that Rabbi Natan. That either we were Avor, even with the same Rechon, even if you have Bishul,
or if you had a Bila Rako,
but then you baked it in an oven. It's either dependent on the Bisho or the Rabbi, or one or the other, gives it the same Rechon. But we, in Shulchan Aruch, we have Mikra Adin, we don't fasten like the Rabbi Natan. We mentioned that Mikra Adin, both in the Geta HaMoitzin or Chaim Mamre the Geta HaPoshim Kala in the end of your day, he passed like the Ramban. In Hilchot Chayrus, the Ramban has it. That it all depends on Afiyah. That it all depends on Afiyah, and Bishul undoes the Afiyah, Bishul's Mabatli Afiyah, but then it should always be in the Zayin. So why does the Braisha say that it depends, sometimes through his Kayon, then through his Kayon? It should say, whenever you do the Bishul undoes the Afiyah. There's no Afiyah, so it should be in the Zayin. So the answer obviously is, the Ramban doesn't hold like that Pshat in case. Ramban is not going to say that Pshat in case, that Bishul undoes the Afiyah. That's all Balei HaTosfos. That's the Yireim said that based on the Rabbi Natan, that was all Rabbi Natan. And his Talmidim, they gave this option. Obviously the Ramban is not going to learn, the Ramban is going to learn, then it means Mata Shir. You have a Pshat. There has no Shakas at all for Agamor.
Yeah,
they said also, yesh priyata bishu, yesh bisholata kriya, all the different forms of bishu. Bishu is just a liquid, it's a water, a juice, a soup, or whatever, and then you have a kriya, it's one
of the rice.
Then it's another form of bishu, yeah, each form of bishu.
One after the other, it changes the category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're speaking about lech and this was levushal, why does the mood have to speak about rosh to the kik? Why does the mood speak about lech? What did you have to worry about the Kukan of Bushel or the Ashorim of Bushel? So where are them Ashorim of Bushel? So I was like, it's Hamatsu. What's the key?
I don't know. That's why they're up there. And it's on the basis of the diatribe that the Rocky means it only had a blue Morocco, and therefore you have to rely on the Afiyah. Once you're going to undo the Afiyah by doing a Bishel, the Ashbishel Afiyah undoes the Afiyah, then you're left with no shame left at all. That's all the Rabbi Natan. The other Shayna are not Madaik the Rabbi. Rabbi means that it's soft. We're talking about a person that has false teeth or no teeth. And he needs something very soft. He starts off with a Rabbi. Can he make it even softer?
Like, what should I have to learn when we think a Shori became Rabbi after the Shori or after the Mevusha?
Could be.
Starts off with less and we think Shori was off his head.
Okay.
Could be.
Could be.
Then neither of us.
Nedlach we're going to have to get to. Nedlach is, we have to learn our Gemara to find out whether Nedlach is Hamoitzin or Mizainis. And Morgan Avraham writes that Nedlach is a Sopik Hamoitzin, Sopik Mizainis, and should only eat Nedlach Techa Tzuka when you're ready to set up Hamoitzin anyway. Because if you're going to eat Nedlach, soup is Nedlach separately, and you're shy to learn Hamoitzin Mizainis. So the Achrenim say that they don't hold like that. A lot of Achrenim don't hold like Morgan Avraham. They say you have to learn this Gemara to find out whether he's right or not. So that's the Shaila. We have Nochamot, just to review. We have the price on Ramad Zainim and Aleph, but the price is, gives you a cloud. If you had something that started off as Hamoitzin, then you cooked it, sometimes it'll still be Hamoitzin, sometimes it'll be Mizan. It depends whether the fruit is Kayamot, or any fruit is Kayamot. And what that means, we're going to have a whole study. We're going to have a Machloitzin somewhere and what it means.
That only
Well, this right, Lamed Zainam Alaf only discusses Bishul Achar Asiyah. Doesn't discuss anything else. This right is about Bishul Achar Asiyah. Tomorrow on the day, we're going to start it is a discussion, but a discussion of what we're talking about. We'll see the tomorrow. We'll have to see where the Mother of God got it. We'll have to see. So according to the Rabbi Natan, according to the Rabbi Natan, this writer that says that if you do Bishul after the Afiyah, sometimes it'll be Hamotzi, sometimes not, that's only possible if they had a Brila Ovar to begin with. But if they had a Brila Rako, and you're relying on the Afiyah to endow it to Bishul Matam, and then you do a Bishul after the Afiyah, if you yesh Bishul after Afiyah, the Bishul will undo the Afiyah, so for sure it's going to do Mizadim. It doesn't matter what the Prusa Tzayam is, then a Prusa Tzayam. So this writer, on the Dinah Meral, must be Hacham and Mayaskinon, a normal case of challah bread that had a blue lava. And according to other Rishonim, according to what we don't pass him, basically we don't pass him like that, Rabbi Natan. He just says, the Shach and Yerodayim, Hilchot Challah, recommends that you should be machmir for the Rabbi Natan. So I thought, Shach, you should go the whole in both directions. But basically, Mitzvah would only talk to Mitzvah Adin. And when he talks to Malach, it doesn't make any difference whether you're dealing with Lila Rak or Lila Ovo. The right there has a claw. If you did a Bishul after the Afiyah, sometimes it will still be Hamaisi. You will not say automatically the Bishul undoes the Afiyah, and so that's Eislechem, because it had no Afiyah. No, we don't say like that, because we don't accept that shot in that Gemara later, that Bishul undoes the Afiyah. That's why in Shulchan Aruch, when they quote Yeshomim and Hilchos Shabbos, there are those who are of the opinion that even though in Bishul HaBishul, the Yesh Bishul HaAfiyah, that's also to begin with, that's the thing. Not all of the Shem hold like that. That shot is only Lukhah, the Yesh Bishul HaAfiyah. If you hold for this whole Rabbein Tam, this whole fancy interpretation, which is rejected in Shulchan Aruch, the beautiful Rabbein Tam, if you don't look in Shulchan Aruch, you just learn Gemara and Taisis, so you come across the Rabbein Tam both over here, Lama Tesem and Aleph, and in Tzachim, and you think that that's it. You think that that's Talokah. And if you look in the Ran on Tzachim, close to Ramban and Hilchos Kalah disagree, and you look in Shulchan Aruch, both in Aracham and in their day, they say, we don't talk to like Rabbein Tam, we talk to like Ramban. Right, so in Hilchos Shabbos, when they close Yeshom, meaning there is no English or Hadish of the Yesh, 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 Mikradim, we really don't hold like that, because that whole Qumra, the Yesh Mishlach HaFir, is all like an extension of this Rabbein Tam. We never accepted the Rabbein Tam to begin with. We don't pass like the whole Rabbein Tam. So now the Gemara starts the discussion on Omid Beis. Omer and Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, that's who we left off before the summer. Omer 4 months ago. So the Gemara has right in the middle of Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is commenting on this Tosefta on Omid Aleph. When it's a sex, that's what Taisa says. When it's a sex, it says, if proof is Kayamais, then it retains the Bracha Amrais. And if proof is Kayamais, then it becomes Bracha Amrais. So how do you define whether the proof is Kayamais or not proof is Kayamais? Rabbi Yosef said, you have to give a shear. Like if you had a big loaf of bread, such a gigantic collect from a chasin and from a bridge, and then you cut it in half, and then you cooked it in a pot. And it's dasha. So that's called, ain't proof is Kayamais. The half a challah is bigger than another 5 to 10 challah up put all together. How do you determine whether the truth is kayamis or not? The Rabbi Yosef says it must be that the shear is kazayit. Amar Rabbi Yosef, hi chavitza. The Rashi says, what is chavitza? What is chavitza? The Rashi learns chavitza means challah that was bread that was cooked. That's how Tosis quotes the Rashi. Bread that was cooked. So Nefari Mitocha Ilfiz Lechem. They take Lechem and they break it up into little bits, Alach de Nefarer. And an Ilfiz is a pot that has water in it, or soup in it, mashkut. So you're going to cook the shtiklach of the challah in the liquid. Okay, we're going to cook it. Put in the hot water, okay. No, the Klotan may have never been Hamaiti in the first place. It's a different kind of crouton. Okay. We're talking about some kind of crouton that started off as Hamaisi, and then I put it into a pot, not into the Kusheni, I put it into the tradition, and it's going to get official. So the shaila is, will it maintain the bracha of Hamaisi, or will it lose its status? Okay.
Like Yosef says, you never have a desire.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We're talking if it started off as Hamaisi, and now you have less than a kazayit and you do an act of Ishul, Rabbi Yosef claims that that's what it says in the Brayse. The Prusin Kayamis means if you did Ishul on a kazayit, and then the Prusin Kayamis means you did the Ishul on less than a kazayit.
No, that's not
Knedlach. Yeah, not exactly. Knedlach is like this. You start off with matzanel, which is very, very tiny.
That's what he said
funky
bread.
Rashi says tiyur in the bread. And then Rabbi Yosef interprets the brayse that it depends whether you have a kazayit or you don't have a kazayit. So the shaila with the knedlach is, altogether you can have big knedlach that have a kazayit. But it didn't maintain the kazayit from the original state. When you bake the matzah, you crush the matzah into tiny little particles that is mamish like flour. Matzah now is mamish like flour. And then you did the bishul in a big ladle and a big bowl. So now when you did the bishul, it's all sticking together with the maintainers. So now you have the kazayit. But it didn't maintain the kazayit from its original status. So that's the deal. So the Maganavram is mistapik to say that maybe it's Amaitim. Maybe that's called Krusis Kayam and Yeshko Kazayim. The other person knows that it's certainly wrong. How is that called Krusis Kayam? It's a Kazayim. It's a fish made loud. It's not in the original. It's not maintaining the status of a Kazayim from its original state as a master. It was totally broken up into powder, into...
But
then Matamel,
he's
Matamel, he also makes
a motion.
Matamel is
a motion,
yeah.
So what is it worse
that if I... But if he cooks the Matamel, then he's still retaining the drug on Moshi. So the drug is going to be saying that the truth is carrying on with him. So what does that mean to Rabbi Yeshe? The Amora says, truth is carrying on with him, says it. Havik Hazai says it not. So the Mother Amam says, oh, the Tzneila Havik Hazai sometimes. So Havik Hazai, so it should be Hamaisi. And the other Achaim say, doesn't have a kazayis from its original state. It lost its kazayis, and then you reconstituted the kazayis. You can't say it's already upon a chadoshim. You can't say that it's retained the sheer kazayis from the state as a matzah. It's not in the form of a matzah anymore.
Well, what should it be worse if I take a little bit of a spool of matzah and I eat, or if I take and I clump it together?
Cooking. If you cook it, does it cancel the status of lechem? So the bright is that it depends whether it's Krusis Kayam, and Rav Yosef claims that the pshat in the bright is kazayis. How does Rav Yosef know that it depends on kazayis? Why should the size make a difference? But it does say in the bright that Krusis Kayam is that maybe one kalam shot in the bright additionally. Krusis kayamis means however big the challah was originally. If you had such a gigantic challah, so even though you'll cut it in half and it'll be 10 times as big as a little bulkala, 20 times as big as a little bulkala still, it's not in its original state. Maybe krusis kayamis means if it's all in its original state. So the answer says no, that doesn't make any sense, and he's going to prove that it depends on kazai. Because he has them
say kufa.
So Rashi learned, a small group of Rishonim learned that this comment of Rabbi Yosef and the Gemara and Rabbi is going to disagree with Rabbi Yosef. It's not clear that Rabbi Yosef had to read the Tosefta on Amud Aleph. How come there were so many things mafsik? We had 4 months in between Natasha. We went on vacation. And really, we should have learned it right after we learned the Tosefta on Amud Aleph. We should have gone Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi disagree. The Machlek is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi. How to read the Bryce? That's how Rashi understands it. And then he's quoted Yerushalmi that supports Rashi. This is the top person. And the top person, they say, the same portion, not of Yerushalmi, it's the Beferish of Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yosef, the Amora and the Yerushalmi says the same as Rabbi Yosef. The Yerushalmi quotes the Tosefta, and then they comment on the Tosefta. What does it mean? Krusis Kayama is Kazai. What does it mean? Krusis Kayama is Pachasi Kazai. So you see Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi, the whole discussion is how to interpret this Tosefta. How does Rabbi Yosef prove that he's right, that it's depending on right? He quotes, there's a brayter that says, I'm Rabbi Yosef, you know, I'm law, how can I prove that it's wrong?
Well, Yerushalmi is
also an Amorah. The Amorah and Yerushalmi says the same as Rabbi Yosef. So how does Rabbi Yosef able to prove his opinion? You know, I'm law, how can he prove his shita? That proves his kayamah, when he's judicial, depends on his kazayis. Finally, we have a brayter that says something about so you bring a card of Mincha, and then it says the Kohanim has peace in Mincha, Zichri Kohun has peace in Mincha, Yazora. The Talon, the Ochlon, when the Kohanim takes it to eat in Mincha, Yazora, Mevorach HaMotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz. So the Shaila is, how does he say HaMotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz? But they did a Bishul following the Afiyah. So shouldn't the Bishul cancel when did they do a Bishul? What's the precision? What's Mincha? What's going on over here? There are different kinds of Krav and Mincha. So there's a normal Mincha, Mincha Stolas. There's a Mincha Stolas, you have a Vayikra. that violent bring a mincha flour mixing with shemen to the kohen, kohen does a kmitza and he brings the kohen to the mikveh, and then he takes the leftover shemen and then he bakes it. They can eat it and bake it and bake our regular matzah. He's not allowed to bake it into chometz. Not only are you not allowed to make chometz, the chelak ha-kor v'agabi ha-mikveh, even chelkom, the chelak ha-mecha l'kohan, also is not allowed to make it into chometz. That's how his marsha. So he'll bake it as matzah. What's the problem? We'll make it into chometz. Who says that? We're talking about a mincha. They had a bishul following. That's a tesis here. So what in the world? Amar Rav Yekis and Amin Allah, according to Rashi, the Rav Yekis and Rav Amachulah can reach Shatim to Sefton Amin Al. Tesis says we're finished. That was our vacation. That was before vacation and this is after vacation. And the person says, I'm going to discuss it already. We're not discussing that at all now. But the Rashi learns that the Machlejit Rav Yekis and Rav is to explain what it means. This is Tayyamah. So it's an issue of a bishul following an afiyah. So who says that this right over here about the Kohanim eating the Shiori HaMincha is talking at all about a mincha that was originally baked and it started off as Hamaisi and then the official who says that Rashi is forced into interpreting what he says that we're talking about the mincha Machlas U'Macheshes HaKreves Kishen HaFuyos that you bake it
and then you bake it.
And then you break it up. And then you break it up. So again, but also it didn't have a visual following after you.
That's a
tigun,
it's
not good for the tigun. So it never had an afiya.
Afiya had, he already baked it.
It was never baked. No. All it had originally was the tigun. All it had originally was the tigun. So according to Rashi, what was the
tigun? You match your finger and it's after the baking.
That's what the words of Rashi are like that, but the facts are not like that. You don't do an afiyah. You do just the tigun, and then you break it up into particles, and then you do the meat. And then you claim it to burn on the mizbech, and then you eat what's left. And when the claim comes to eat what's left, so that's the Shiloh, does he say hamaisi? The Brisa says that he does say hamaisi. How is that a riot that when you did a bishul, following an afiyah, that it has to do with the shiur kazakh? So that's the taste of it. The imprima. On the fifth line in the Tosfos, in the first narrow line on the top Tosfos, you didn't claim that. According to Rashi, that we're discussing now something that started off as Amaisi, and then you did a Bishul. When the Bishul cancels the Din Amaisi, when not, Echman Damar Aviyeti, Teruri Menachos, or Teruri Chavitza. Chavitza means you did a Bishul following Afiyah. Here it was a Bishul, it's a Tosfos in Yishraima. Here it's Gan and Bishemen, Kin is Bashlu,
Gomit. That's the answer.
It never had an Afiyah. How did it start off with being lechem? So you have to assume that this is all cases in the shikasim. They're going with the rabbinatam sheet. It's rabbinatam. That if you start off with a b'nila ova, you don't need any afiyah later on. Even if you're going to have a bishul, it's also going to be hamaisi. It'll also be chayv and chalav. In order to become lechem, both when it gets a hamaisi,
you can't eat it.
So you have to have a bishul. That's what has a bishul later on. So it'll be hamaisi and it'll be chayv and chalav. So the master, the rabbinatam, this is all the cases. The balei cases are going to be the rabbinatam sheet. They couldn't visualize this Ramban that we talked about. They go with the Rabbeinu Tam. So we're talking, he did a Blila Ova, and then later on he did a Bishul, so that's going to be Hamaisi. But the Shaila is, if he would have done an Afiyah, and then he would have done a Bishul, sometimes that Bishul was going to cancel the Hamaisi. So who are Dinami, if he did a Blila Ova, and he didn't do an Afiyah and then a Bishul. The first thing is that you did a Blila Ova and you did a Bishul, and then afterwards it's Tayyamai. So if you don't have Pisa Tayyamai, so it's still going to be a Shaila. So what's the din? If it's then after it's kayamais and it's mizayin, it's hakam and says that it's hamaisi, you pantotasa pitim, they're broken into particles. So you see, Rav Yehuda says, you see the fairish, that even though you do pantotasa pitim, since the pieces are big, if you have a big challah this size, the size of the table, and you cut it in half, that's what versus kayam is. It's gigantic. If you break it into tiny brekalas that are less than a kazayin, then it'll be enough versus kayam. But if you pantotasa pitim, and it's steeped in all more than a kazan, that's Moshe Kayam, that's Rav Yankov Shalai. That the Braise talks about saying Hamaisi and Menachos, and Rashi adds down, we're not talking about a Mincha Seilah that the kind is going to bake later on. No, that's cheaper. The Braise is talking about a Mincha Chavitin, Mincha Machlas, and a Mincha Macheshes. They have a Tigrun, and the Tigrun is official. And it's thought that there should have been a light because of Lila Avra with a visual superficial taste. Lila Avra with a visual is a light thing, but it's broken into particles. And after Shaila, maybe it should not be a light.
How did they make
the
Lila Avra? What did they need
to do? Flour and water. How to make sure. The Gemara talks about what they do. They say we can achis you. You have to be careful that it won't do. You have to be careful that it doesn't turn into honey. The Gemara discusses. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. You just shame it. Maybe there's anything that's wrong. So that's what Yosef's raya. Mevarach ha-moisti, the Tani, along the dry, says, the kulan, those benachas that are already dried. Before you do the kmitzah, when you do the kmitzah, you have to put out the sapiti. The kulam posed some kazayis, so that must be the solution. Because posed some kazayis, so two is kayam, so maintain the block of Amos in Lazmanah. Amalei habayit, habayit with the Talmud of Yet, and so he says, how can I be? But that's the Dacham Achlech, you say, Tanoim, when you do posed out the sapiti, whether the kmitzah has to be a kazayis or not, and there's one time in Rabbi Shmuel, true, you don't ask like Rabbi Shmuel. But the one, according to one time of Rabbi Shmuel, you do the Minchas Nachas and the Minchas Nachashes, you do the Tigun, and if you do the Tigun, it says in Chumash, Potosal Sakitim, you grind it up like Matamel, and you return it to such tiny little particles, way less than a Kazai. And then you do Kamiki. So he says, Ela Meyak, according to your Shtikul Tere, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, you have a Polkan, you have to grind it up so much, Hashem Avriya Mosalton Hachanami, would you mean to tell me, the Lobai Bruchi Hamerti Lechem Har? You're going to tell me that according to that time, it's going to be Ela Pesach Kayam, so it's going to be very many Venus Lechi Tein, Mohachi Nami. And if you'll tell me yes, you'll tell me in this case, you're going to answer yes. Then it's only retaining the Brach of Hamerti, if it's Pesach Kayam. But if it's less than a Kazai, it is not. I will tell you, but we have a bright that sounds like it says that even according to the Tani of Ishmael, it will also maintain the Brach of Hamerti. What does it say in the bright? It leaked. This Raisa is talking about Menachem, so Rashi says here, talking about Menachem. Likes Yikulam, Kazayis, Vacholam. It's the coin who's eating the Mincha, on Pesach. The coin is eating the Mincha on Pesach, and the Mincha happens to be Shalchomet. Because it says right away. The Mincha be Taika, how can you have a Mincha Shalchomet? It doesn't exist. That's the same thing. So Likes Yikulam, Pirish Rashi, Pirish Taika, the third Taika is another base. Beirish Rashi, the Koi Yamanachis. Rashi is forced into this shot. According to Rashi, that's how you continue to read the Gemara. Because the whole Raya of Rav Yosef, he's proving, Rav Yosef claims that that first right, the Halyonim Makam Menachis, is only talking about Machas and Macheshis that had Tibus. It's not talking about Mati Tana. Mati Tana is not a problem. And Mati Meh, you say, how about it? The only Shaila will only be on that that had Tibun type of thing. The Yerushalmi Kibush and Yerushalmi Shankin is Bashwad Gami. So we're only talking about Machvas and Machesh. So Rashi has to continue to learn. Likit Mikulam also goes on these Menachas, on the Machvas and the Machesh. And it says, Likit Mikulam Kazayis. The Kayin is eating a Mincha that happens to be Chomet. And he doesn't eat take one piece that has a Kazayis. He takes a few pieces and altogether how can it be that he takes a few pieces that has a Kazayis? When you do Pasalcha Sofitim, each piece has to have Korchan with the Shira of Kazayis, the center of every Sasma. So obviously this Bryce is going to come to Rabbi Shmuel, that he's lined it up with the tiny particles less than a Kazayis. This is all the way Rashi learns in the Mar. He says that Mizuri is the Kazayis. What do you mean you have a Mincha that's Chonis? You're not allowed to. So Rashi says, I thought you're not allowed to, it's another era, what's you have for Chonis? Even the Chalcom, even the Chalcom, and the Chalcom, we're talking about a case that he did it. But he made a Chalcom, he violated the Talakos, or the Kohen, whoever. He violated the Pasuk in the Chalcom, and he made it into Chalcom. That was one of the errors. So bless the Rav Chalcom. And I was talking about error number two. The Kohen goes ahead and eats it on Pesach. So does he, did he chai chorus eating Chalcom? Yes. Did he chai chorus eating Chalcom? No, yes, it's not the time for the week. She eats Chomet not the time for the week. It's also more and stuff and talk about eating the Chomet on Erechay. On Erechay, it was a Eilecha Hazlok and Eilecha Hazlok. That's the lotion of the Balamor. He argues with Taisus. Taisus says, no, the Tashbisa means you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it in some fashion other than eating it. The Balamor says, no, if you eat it up on Erechay, the Chomet Hashkazi is going to eat it on Taisus. You're sure you're not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Normal
more careful. And these men normally are more careful.
They have the best not standing over their shoulders, looking down their back to make sure that they're doing everything right to make the movies. But once in a while, they do wrong. The Rashi, the Si, Habanasa, and the whole study, the way Rashi interprets, is forced into learning Baha Tanya, that the context of this is also a brightness, the Rachis, it has to do with Kohanim eating the Shiori HaMincha, and HaHakam HaMayakimah, that they violated the din, and they made the Mincha into Chomet, and Likit Mikulam Kazayt, you have to take a little here, a little bit, to eat all Kazayt, obviously it goes a little bit like the Shmuel, that you broke it up into tiny Drekalak less than a Kazayt, so you see how Lachim is on top of the Shmuel, you only Likit Mikulam, you better have each chunk is going to be the size of the Kazayt. And nonetheless it says, and come to Anishkari, that doesn't prove anything. The next one, in Matrahi, Adam Yotzi Boi Dechav Asa V'Pesa. How do you prove anything about Hamotzi Lechem Amari? We're talking about Hamotzi over here. So Rashi has to work over here. Rashi has to explain. So he says, the issue as to whether you say Hamotzi Amazanis is it Lechem or is it not Lechem. And the issue as to whether you Yotzi Matrahi also has to be Lechem or you have to have a shame Lechem. And if it does not have a shame Lechem for Hamotzi, then it does not have a shame Lechem for Matrahi either. So the Brisa says the Matrahi, or if Yotzibay Dechavas of the Tetzach, if it's not so, it does retain the Shem Lechem. So that's all right. But even though Likit Mikulam, even though the Enachus is Kayomis, even though the Kusus are less than a Kazai is, it still retains. You did a Bishul, and the pieces are less than a Kazai, so you malakit a few pieces together to add up to Kazai. And it still says that Yotzibay Dechavas Matzah has a Shem Lechem on it for the Dinda Raita, so Matzah. Lechem on it, but certainly has a Shem Lechem for the Dinda Rabbanan. That it should be Hamotzi, so that was a sign against Rav Yosef. You see that you don't even need Kazai. Rav
Yosef is interpreting Kuzi Shayam as means
that if you have Kazai, so by time you don't even need a Kazai. It's something less than that. You don't even need a Kazai.
They
have Mosi even on one stack of Matthew Mel, even on one part of Matthew Mel. That is, if you cook it, here it's cooked. So in order to retain the Baruch HaMosi, you have to have to use the Kayamis. So that's the point, the Kayamis means, when you cook it, it has to have to Kazai. But here, it says it doesn't retain, you cook it, and it doesn't have a Kazai from the original thing. It says, Likit Tukum, so you see the Shikalach HaMat Kazai. And it still is HaMosi, so you see, can be called Pusus Kayamis, even less than a Kazai, and maintain the status of Lechem. For the mitzvah of lechem on from Hamotzi. So why did Nami retain the status of lechem for Hamotzi? And for the Gemara, the Gemara wants to be matche Abaye sign against Rav Yosef and says that Pusus Kayom is an Omen Aleph means Kazayev. So what does he do with Abaye sign? So he answers, Chacham Maskinon, when that Brisa says that Likit Mikulam, you did Tigun, Rashi learns, you're talking about the Minchas Machlas Macheshes, you did Tigun. And it says the fair is less than a Kazai. How can it be? I does not Hashem Lechem. But he gives a basic answer. The only time the Brisa will say that you can be ate to the Mitzvah of Matzah by eating the Likit Mikulam is Bishayirsa. If you took the little pieces and you mixed it together with water and you baked it all over again. You baked it all over again.
You
cook matzah mel and you cook it, then you say on a great day, and then you break it up again, and then you bake it in the oven. How can you say b'shirtam? It's mafurish in the price that it's not talking that you baked it again and it's upon a kadosh as well as count. It's too much, you're putting in too much. That's the way you're going to fire. Aim, let's say, for continue right then the next one in the bright says, hold on. Yeah. The Gemara says in Tzachim, if you eat the Kazayis matzah very slowly, then you're not, if you pause a lot less, then you eat a half a Kazayis now, and then you wait a half an hour, then you eat the half a Kazayis later. So it's not in the start. The Gemara says, the Shoho, if you show it, Kazay, Achila Sas, but then it's not in the start. And the Lashon HaBrayis in the end of Tzachim is a little bit misleading. It sounds like the Shir Achilas Pras, which is a few minutes, sounds like that Shir is a Shir in Hafsoka. If I ate a half a Kazai, let's say Achilas Pras, I'm not quite sure how long it is. Different Shikas, let's say 2 minutes. Let's say 2 minutes, different Shikas. We should do a coach that sometimes that's 9 minutes. Like a young kid would not come out that way, but really I can't say to Shlerach, I'm sorry, it's against the order. You know what, I can be 9 minutes, it doesn't take 9 minutes to eat. It's not
It says 2 minutes.
Half minute.
That means you have a big collar and you break it in half. So the shot, how big? That means the half of a collar. That means a mother sudaka. The whole collar was a mother state student.
Why is a collar mother state student? It depends
on how you shape it. Bakery you buy it. No, because there's a collar that the Mishnayos talk about. When you want to make an Erevei Kumin, you have to put mother state students. You say, I want to go put this thing. You're not allowed to. So you have to leave some food within Alpai Mama where you are, and before Shabbat begins, that's called your Yamakam, and then you have Alpai Mama around that. So what kind of food do you have to eat there? You can eat mayonnaise, you can eat spaghetti, you can eat ketchup, you can eat butter, you can eat chalice, you can eat potatoes, whatever you want with challah. But whatever you leave has to be Mother's Day food, the amount of that food that you would use in two meals. So if you're leaving bread, it has to be Mother's Day food, so much challah. If you're leaving mayonnaise, how much mayonnaise would you use in 2 meals? If you're leaving fish, how much fish would you eat? If you're leaving horseradish, how much horseradish would you eat? So if you're leaving challah bread, how much challah the normal people eat is not hatanoim when they're setting down the dinner. How much bread the normal people eat in 2 meals is a machlokes hatanoim in addition to arrogant. Is it 8 basin or is it 6 basin? What's the shayla? How much is Muslim food akar? Does a normal person eat 3 basin of challah in 1 meal? Does a normal person eat 4 basin of challah in 1 meal? So that's what the word prat means. Prat means Muslim food akar. So when you say you have to eat a kazayis, first you have to eat a kazayis of master, a kazayis of mar, first today achilas tzar. You can pause a little bit, but you have to eat it within the amount of time that it would have eaten, taken you to eat a whole sprat. A sprat even means 3 basin or 4 basin. A kazayis is very small. Kazayis is also a machlokes. How does a kazayis relate to a kazayis? How does a kazayis relate to a kazayis? And Shulchan Aruch, the Machabekot, machlokes, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Tosafot. And it says, you have to eat a kazayis matzah. So how much is a kazayis? The size of an average size olive. It's a different size olive. It's a different jar. You go to the store. There's olives, little olives, medium size. But benini. When is benini in your store? Because benini means on the tree. Which means benini in Eretz Yisrael is not hatanon. So that's the size. But there's a machlech, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Machabek called some whole chassi beitza and some whole shlish beitza. Machlech is Rashi in Iran. What does it mean? You have to eat a kazayis of matzah within the amount of time that if you wanted to eat straight, you could have eaten a prat, which is either 3 basin or 4 basin of what? Like the Shabbat said, the Nebuchadnezzar says of matzah. It says of matzah. Let's say if you're eating a potato, and you eat a kazayis of a potato, I don't know if you say bonafosh or something. You want to say bonafosh, if you ate a kazayis. If you ate a half a kazayis, you don't say. Because you had a half a kazayis now, half a kazayis an hour later, that's not mustard, you have to run to bonafosh. You have to eat the mezainis, but someone that says if you had the kazayis test today, I feel a start of what? The amount of time that it would take you to eat 3 or 4 basin of what? So the minhag chilas says of that food, whatever the particular food is that you're eating. So just a machlekes, if you're drinking hot tea or coffee, you have to drink it so fast. First today, achilas prat of hot coffee, which takes a long time. It's very hot. And you say, no, first achilas prat of coffee that you can drink straight, which is going to be much less time. So that's the machlekes. If you're drinking coffee which is burning hot, and then you take a sip, and then you wait, and you take another sip, you're going to burn it. You're going to drink it too quickly, you're going to burn your mouth, you're going to burn your tongue. So that's a machlekes acharei, whether that's mistar. Maybe that's called, you drank a revi, that's the normal way to drink your coffee, because you have to pour it. But you say, no, you judge it according to how long it would take you to drink a revi or a prat of normal coffee, not burning hot coffee. That's a machlekes of minhag chilas tzar, our component. You see that you always judge it by that particular food that you're eating. If you're eating eggs, if you're eating a kazayis of eggs, so you judge a kazayis of eggs first today, achilas pras of eggs. How long would it take you in the cloth? Because the eggs are dry. And if you're eating different bread, soft bread, hot bread, dry bread, moist bread, different kinds of bread, potato, each micro is a different consistency, and some of them take longer because they get stuck in the cloth. Some take longer than others. So the Lashon HaGemara, the Lashon HaBrayta in the end of Sukkot is misleading. Let's hear. It says a person eats a little bit of matzah, then he pauses, and then he eats the rest of it as ice later. So if he paused so long that he could have eaten a prat, which even means 3 or 4 basin of matzah during that pause, then it's not mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham writes, and he'll have faith that the Lashon HaBrayis is misleading. Shira Achilas Pratz is not the Shira and Haftok, because that's how long the pause goes. It doesn't matter. Let's say he's swallowing a little bit of matzah, chewing and swallowing a little, and there was no Haftok. He swallowed a little bit. Then he's only matzah, let's say, Achilas Pratz, let's say, for argument's sake, is 2 minutes. Then he's only matzah 1 minute. And then after a haftok of 1 minute, he's just resting, he's drinking water, he's not eating any matzah. Then he continues to eat the rest of the half of his eyes of matzah later. And from the beginning of the kezayis, so from the beginning of the eating of the kezayis, till the end of the eating kezayis took much more than 2 minutes. But the haftok in between, when he wasn't eating any matzah, that was only 1 minute. So the Magen Avraham says from the Lashon HaBrayis in the end of stuff, and it sounds like that would be mitzvah, because it's a shir and haftok, and it was just not so. It's a shira and mitzvah, it's not a shira and haftoka. In order to be mitzvah, the first half of the zayis, the last half of the zayis, you have to see to it that you have to eat a ridiculous amount of time from the mitzvah to achila harishayna. Haftoka achila harishayna should not take you longer than perfect achila trust. So you have this brisa that has that halacha. Ein sefer says in the sefer of this brisa that liket nitzulim kazayis acholam. In Matsu Harami Yitzchak the essential session, the Hushach Olam, the Chdei Achilas Pratz, that's only if he eats these little particles, because he's taking a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, it's only if he eats them all, Techidei Achilas Pratz, regular Gemara, but if you're Rav Yosef, if your interpretation is correct, that the only time he's Yosef, he could be cool him Kazayis when the pieces are less than Kazayis, is if Gerson, if he baked it all over again. So why does it say a lashon husha acholon? It's only if he ate all of the particles. Talking about the first, it's one piece. So it should say the husha acholon. What if you have a matzah, a big round shmur matzah, and he nibbles a little bit, then he waits, and he nibbles a little bit, then he waits, and then he nibbles a little bit. So you say, you only like the matzah if he ate, you can say husha acholon. Talk to the achi. What's that? He's eating the one piece of lechem. He's not eating different things. It's one piece. So from the fact that the bright is the word used by the bright, the Hushach Olam, you see that he has the Tiruim, the little particles. They're still in the state of particles. It's clearly not the Pshat is a Deichik. Anyway, what Rav Yosef says, he says, here's something. But the bright means that he put it all together, he takes it all. What does he say that he takes it? So by forces the issue, he said, you can't say that. Not only is it a Deichik, he says it's impossible. How can you say that? How can it say the Hushach Olam, Shrek Tabai, Hushach Olam, and Boyalei? Let it say it's only if he ate that one matzah that he just takes all over again. If he ate the matzah, that's the chiz matzah. Rabbi Yosef still insists that he's right. And he got answers. He says, maybe, Hakam Maskinon, maybe you Abaya, right? He said, you prove that the Bryce is clearly not talking about your son. It's talking... remains in its original state. I put it in the freezer. Now the rest of the challah, I grind up into tiny particles, and I cook them in soup, and it's mamish ein b'tirur in kazayis. Bishlon is started as hamoisi, and bishlon ein putin kayomai. The bite that sounds like yam is going in the zenith. So Yosef says, maybe this is the halakha. If none of the original challah, none of the original lechem retains the bracha of hamoisi. Nothing retains the shir kazayis. But if it's gone, the lechem gadol had a big challah, and half of it is still intact. It's still in the freezer. I put it away. And the other half, I did a bishul and tiny little particles. And maybe that's the redeeming factor. Maybe the fact that part of the original challah retains it still exists in the state of hamoisi. And maybe in the kus of that half, maybe this half is also hamoisi. Very shnei shvarim. What does help the other half of the challah? I'm not eating that challah. I'm eating this one. Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one is all broken into tiny particles, and I cooked it. And through this kayam the tzelay. Why should it be very shnei shvarim? But Rav Yosef likes this one so much. He says, "How come I ask you to bring me lechem gadol? Maybe that's the pshat." But the Gemara understood that it's a zeichet. Rav Yosef said it's a zeichet. So thank you, Gemara. My havi aloha. What's life aloha amaisi? Do we pass like Rav Yosef? Is that the end of the pshat and the crisis? It's clear. That's how you got it. That's how you price it. Because of the fact you had a gigantic kid, he started off with a little bull color, and you broke it up into tiny particles, less than if it was, and you cooked the zeichet. But if you start off with a big challah and cut it in half, you put half of the challah in the freezer, and that's what we're going to be on right today. And then you cut off the rest and kind of talk to the cook, so then the little piece might be how much. Then he more adapts, and we talk to him like that. Allah Almighty Allah says, no, we don't talk to him like that. Too much of a dirt. It might have your love, but blind. I'm Rav Sheish is raw. Rav Yosef is wrong. I, Chavit, is talking the same thing. You have Hamaiti, and then you cooked it, all the way Rashi learns. You cooked it. After that, Rav Yosef says it depends whether you have Kazayit or not Kazayit. But if you have a big piece of challah left, it has a Kazayit, even if these pieces don't have a Kazayit. They said, we don't pass them like that. Hi, Chavit, after that, the late day to ruin Kazayit, you don't have to have Kazayit left. The Prashat Shot in the Bais. Still, the Baruch Allah, I'm like, I'm a rabbi, but that's only provided. The Hutah, the Ikalei, the Rishu, the Naham, it's only if it still looks like the Surah of the Nech, the way it originally looked. And that's what the Brisa means. And the Brisa says that I'm an Aleph. Yes, because it still looks the same way. A lot of times they say, hold in Yeshiva, and a lot of bakers, they take the leftover challah, which is stale, and then they use it as stuffing for the chicken, or they make a challah puzzle or something. So a lot of times you put in so much cinnamon, you put in so much sugar and other things, that it has a different color. It looks a different, when you eat it, you can tell that it's challah. You can tell that it's challah. So Rav Yosef, so Rav Sheish, and Rav Yosef says, Hilchas the Kirov the Basur, the Machlok is how do you interpret the Brisa on Amud Aleph? Your fellow the Rav Yosef is entitled to this opinion, but we pass like Rav. Hilchas the Kirov the Basur, who says to say. And the Ramah Kolam Rav, the Chain of Time Alon, the Rav of Basur. That what? We let the Pesach say, we let the issue that he will say, guys, can we get the Risa to Namah, and you know, like, two?
Right.
So what's the start? No, Rav Yosef doesn't change his mind, but later on, Rav Yosef writes to Rav Yosef. And he says, let me let him go. And it's clear that that piece, that the Mephiza, that has little Shirka Zayt, and Salamaiti, even this part that was cut up into five pieces, that the Gemara says, do we remain with that stock? The Gemara says, no, in the later generations, Amoran said, we don't hold like Rav Yosef, we have a better stock. Who's the Salaiti, the Risa, the Namur? Doesn't matter, Yekazai is not Kazai, it depends. Whether it still looks the same as it looked originally when it was on like the Tesis points out. At the end of that Tesis, I'm a rubber.
One question. If the
rest of Yosef,
if you wouldn't have
left half of the pilot, if you were buying it, your horse's pilot, you would also say,
not
the medicine. Right. These little pieces, if they have mighty on the zone, it depends what do I do with the other half of the pilot. The rest of these more holes doesn't make sense. Why should it have an effect on this here? I'm not eating that here, I'm eating this here.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what the later on my right, fasting against Rav Yosef. That's what he says, and that's how we fast, and that's the later on my right. But it all depends whether it has to reach it in the Ham or not. I take cases, but the Yushalmi says the Farish. Yushalmi says the Farish. Not Rav Yosef. But that's the pshat in the Tosefta Amud Aleph, that it depends whether it has Kusis Kazaitaha. So it says, in that Dima Maskal Amar Roga. They say, Bahad Amash, Mubi Yisham, the Kusis Kayam, Tayyim, the Kazayis. So it says, no, that's not the halakha, that's not an absolute halakha. What it means to say is that usually, it's going to turn out to be like that, because it's Shekhin HaTerech. That's what usually is, Liyas. Liyas, the Yisham Amud, the Kazayis. Usually if you have less than a Kazayit, you won't have a Surah Tapas, it will look differently. If you have Kazayit, you will have Surah Tapas, but that's not really that lucky. It's not an absolute Shia. Sometimes you can have bigger than a Kazayit, and will not have to eat in an hour. Sometimes you have so much sin in it, and the flavoring is going to look like a different thing. But sometimes you can have less than a Kazayit, and you will have a Surah Tapas in an hour. It's just that the Yishami says that very often, it will depend what it has to do. First, in the first cases, they said the Chaim Forish Namah the Yishami. That the Yishami sounds like it holds like Rav Yosef. So now they get stuck, but we don't pass him, right? But they said we don't pass like Rav Yosef. So what do we do with Yishami? We could say Yishami is rejected also. Yishami was earlier than the Baal. Yeah, Yishami is the same as Rav Yosef. We rejected Yishami as Rav Yosef because we choose to pass from like Rav Yosef. The Tosafot wants to say, no, you can reinterpret the Yishami that it usually goes hand in hand.
And
Pizza is different than, it's not because it doesn't look like it, it's a snack. No, but it's a snack.
Pizza is not a shayla of cooking it after pizza is a different question. Let's say I bake a cake. I bake a cake with a lot of sugar and flavor with some. But sometimes they usually a cake is burned in the bread. So that's the kadei too, and then it becomes a mokhi vatna. So the shayla is whether pizza is considered because it has all of the cheese and all of the ketchup and all the flavor and spices, whatever. Is that considered like pasta babakistan? The name shot pasta babakistan means it has a pocket, like a kit, a pie, a Danish pie that has a filling in the middle. That's the main sheet in the Rishayim that the Mechaber calls, but that's called pasta babakistan. So should I say that because I put on cheese and other flavorings, they put babakistan? Or do you say no? Let's say you have a Turkish Danish. You have bread on top, bread on the bottom, and then you have the tuna fish or the peanut butter or whatever in the middle. You're going to say it has a kid, it has a pocket, and has a tuna fish in the middle. No! That's the same, that's the way you eat it. So what if you take pizza melachatzila? What if you take pizza melachatzila? I have bread on the top, I have a coating of dough on top, dough on the bottom, and I have flesh in the middle, I have fish in the middle, and that's the way I bake it in the oven, and that's the whole meal. But then it doesn't show enough, that's not part of the system, that's the whole meal. You have the whole meal all baked together. You bake the bread with the flesh or the bread with the fish all together. But then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the meal. That's what many say, that's what pizza is. Pizza is the whole meal all baked together. That's not. It's not that if you put in blueberries or apples in the middle, that makes it Mukach Mitach, that it's a nash. That's a nash. But over here, when you put on the cheese, with the ketchup, that's not it. That doesn't make it into a nash. That makes it into the whole sandwich. If you would have baked it without the cheese and without the ketchup, it would have been bread without any on a palm, without anything added. It would have had a flavor, but it wouldn't have any filling. And now you put it in the middle of the sandwich. So instead of putting it in the middle, so you put it all in the middle of the sandwich on top. That's the whole meal. So the pashtus and the shulchan aruch things. That was added on, not to make it into a nash, but to make it into the whole meal. Does that sound right? Even if one should hold not so. Okay, that's a different thing. Pizza, I don't know, but let's say pizza. Pizza. So the pashtus is that pizza is not like a sandwich, and they take the whole sandwich all together.
Why does some holding make them as a meatless and they canash? Is there a
mushroom
in
heaven
that he eats just in two slices
if he
make on the
dinner? Yeah, both times. If you're very recommended, these people feed up the bed, and you don't want to go out. You came home and you were rushed, and the pizza shop in the neighborhood, what's wrong with people eating the jungle? So does that give it a shame that people are kobeer food on that kind of thing?
So they ate a tuna fish sandwich with supper. Right. So they ate a cheese sandwich with supper. Cheese sandwich is not some people don't enjoy it, but a pizza sandwich is the cheese sandwich that a lot of people do enjoy.
But I got a pizza, like this is a pizza, but you also have a person make it kind of down a bonsai piece of bread first, or the pork the pizza itself would be the most
better. But some are nervous that maybe it should be modernist, they say, I might be a real bread, but the question is that the pizza itself is the real bread. It's the cheese sandwich, the cheese, with the ketchup, the regular cheese sandwich. Yeah. Let's say I eat a tuna fish sandwich as a nash. I'm really full. I just came home from a wedding of a mitzvah, and then I eat as a nash. It's a work. Eating a tuna fish sandwich as a nash. You say how much? If you have cake, if you have Danish, if you have pie, so then the Gemara says it depends if you're kaver suda. That's the top over here. Kavus is that day, then it becomes tamaki. If like kavus is also, then it's very minimal. But if you have bread, mamish, or bread, even if you eat it as an ash, it's tamaki. Bread is tamaki.
Some people eat a whole room, they don't want to watch.
Taisu quotes the Rabbeinu Tovin. Taisu is here on Lama Zayna, and begs in Ramaz Kolom HaRov. At the end of the Taisu, he quotes, Yechein HaYerov HaRabbeinu Tovin, he met, he wanted to give a shiur in the morning right after davening. So he didn't want to give a shiur when he's hungry, he won't be able to concentrate. And he didn't want to eat a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast, it's going to take too long, so he's going to wash, so he's going to bed, it's going to take too long. So he wants to have a quick snack, but a quick snack is going to be hungry. So how do you eat bread without washing and saying, I'm like, so he made it today.
So he took bread and he used to soak it in water all night long. He used to put it in water before he went to sleep. He was soaking in water, and after he had soaked it all night in water, when he woke up in the morning, so it was very soggy. Soggy alone, very soft, very soggy. So the fact that his teeth had fallen out, that was wonderful. But that's still going to be hamaytzi. But what he also accomplished was that the bread, when you start, is whitish. Bread has a whitish color. Not something else. Talking about white bread, whatever, okay. But after he soaked in the water all night long, so the water now looked white, and the bread looked schmach. The bread was pale. So he said, that's called no teresa in the hammer. No to reach an anama. So if you eat bread that doesn't have to reach an anama, it's not anama. What does Satan say? Just a minute. Chen hai rabba rabbi nadabba dinet v'labim teirurim demayim v'alayla. He didn't soak a loaf of bread. Teirurim v'alayla. But he didn't cook it. Not the way Rashi is. We didn't do, according to Satan, we didn't do the figure yet. We didn't begin, we gave a hakdama, but according to the leader, we're barking up the wrong tree. This is everything that we did so far is all Rashi, and Tyson doesn't agree with anything that Rashi meant. This is going to start again the whole Gemara, in the top Tyson. So let's first see this Tyson. Halacha Maisa, the Chaim HaYeraga, the Adabi Met. This is clearly not like Rashi, this is the same Tyson's way. He used to take the urim, to soak it in water, Reladein, Teirurim, Bamayim, Balayla, to soak it in water, Kedem, Yochel, Meshachet, Belo, Birchatam, Loitzit, Belo, Birchatam, Loitzit, Belo, Why? He didn't have time. Somebody is dabbing along the Shmonesu. He bench so long, so he knew it was going to take too long. Shalola Acher, that it shouldn't take too long. Kadeshi is Chazik Rosha, Yuchal Hagar Aloch. He should be able to give the Shia. So what did he accomplish? But he didn't do any Bishol. The whole time he was talking, if he had a Bishol, after the Amaiti, whether the Bishol, whether it's Bruce is Kayam, if he had Bruce Kayam.
It's going right
to the Kabul. It's Kabul. I don't know. I don't know, the din is kavish kemirusha that it makes a bliya. The original din kavish kemirusha is, let's say I have kosher, a kosher piece of flesh and a trace of meat. Balea kemobisha, if I have kosher meat and trace of meat and it's soaking in water for an hour or two, and then you realize, what am I doing? I have trace of meat there, so take it out and rinse it off. I'm sorry? So it won't be trace. But if it's soaking for 24 hours, then I say Kavish Kamarusha, that it's mamish bolaya. So you say more than that, you say Kavish Kamarusha is mamish like a bishul. So we even pass it like that Kavish Kamarusha is even more. Not only does it make a bliya, but the marshal we had to din, an esrit ha-kavish is possible. A mara ha-kavish is possible because you say Kavish Kamarusha. Yes, not just a din. A lot of people soak their ramein lettuce for 24 hours in order to get all the bones. So it makes a problem. Even though the ramein lettuce is very crisp, if the person says, then it's Kavish Kamarusha. So it's possible. Or if you take horseradish and you soak it in water for 24 hours, even though it's going to be not just as sharp as it was before, and much sharper than romaine lettuce, but still Kavish Kamarusha. So the first component that you see that Kavish Kamarusha was not only that Kavisha accomplishes its liya, Kamol, just as well as Vishal accomplishes, but it even means accomplishes like an act of Vishal.
Yes.
But still the question is whether that would apply over here, that you say if you're Mavashel, the bread, it's like yes, Vishal the way these are showing how that if you have a Vishal after the Yatsiya, so the Bishul sometimes seems to the Zichas HaMaisi. You'll say that on Kavish also.
So what is the end here?
Yes.
And
then
he said
Aramitri is the end, yes.
So
the end, you'll say it's the end. Yes. With much less time. But the Shaila is, would Rashi agree to this talk of the Rabbeinu Dovid? I don't know. The Kherbal has to learn again the Gemara. This Rabbeinu Dovid probably goes all of the Shita Tatesi that says he said that all of Rashi's chat is wrong. But the Gemara is not talking about Bishla. They just claim that Rabbi Yosef's Kavisha has nothing to do with the Kosef Kanom and Amos. He's not discussing Kutus Kayam and Kutus Kayam. That's a different shot. So how does Kavisha one shot? That's the top Kavisha of Kavisha. Where else do you find the word Kavisha in shot? From the last few lines they quote, the Rabbi Nenani quotes that this shot is not only from the Balat, it comes from the Ora, it comes from the Goyim. You don't have that. On the last line in the top sentence, they dig up a Gemara, but we see it upset, it says,
Rabbi Lishan quotes, there are a couple of other Gemara thoughts. You look on a Jastro. There are three places where it says Chavitza has nothing to do with cooking matzah. Not matzah bread. It's cooking that you took
sticking
fruit and you held them together, you push them together and hold them together. That's what Chavitza means. So when we're discussing over here Chavitza, whether it's Hamaytzi or not, so we're not talking about dates. So what are we talking about over here? What's the shayla, whether it's Hamaytzi or not? The Tosafot says you have Matanel, you have Matzah Hamaytzi, and Matzah Fafel is Hamaytzi, Matanel is Hamaytzi. It's Hamaytzi. The shayla is, if you have a lot of Matanel, and then you add a little Marum, or you add a little Cholos, add a little liquid, and then you get them all to stick together, to hold together, maybe not become very Hamaytzi. The fact that you're sticking it together with some perceptive, with some additional moisture, maybe that's considered like a panam pandashan flow of the sun. Whether it's in a state of matzah is going to be hamaytzi. But when you add moisture in order to hold it together, that's what the Gemara is discussing. That's what the word chavitza means. It has nothing to do with mevushalim. Nothing to do with mevushalim. So how do you read the bright and amad aleph? According to Taisir. So what does the Brayta mean on Amra? Tesis admits that Yishalmi is against them. Yishalmi is very like Rashi says, that these discussions are to interpret the Tesefta on Amra. The Tesefta said you have something to start off as Amaytzi and then you'll Rashi it, but sometimes it will retain Amaytzi, sometimes it will lower down to the Zenith, and that depends on Dushis Kayamis. And what is it Dushis Kayamis? The Rabbi Yishalmi says it means Kazayit. It all depends on the Brayta, and if you have a Lechem Gadol, that's not about everything, even the Enoch. Abraham Kazakh is still going to be Hamaytzi, and Rabbi will be talking like Hope knows that it doesn't depend leading in or there, doesn't matter, yeah, it's Kazakh, not Kazakh, it depends whether solicited or not, whether it looks like it did originally or not. The Taisus said that doesn't accept the Yishami. The Taisus and also the Yishami say the Yishami is indoctrinated off of the Babli. The Babli holds that this is not a connection from Amrao. That was 4 months ago, and this is something else. So how do you translate the words in the Braisa? Who is this Kayamis? They're not who is this Kayamis? What does that mean? Is it completely liquefied? Then it's not going to be on Mighty Rock in the North, like the Bryce just said on Lamech Tessonet Day. If it's a rocket, Sheni Moah, if it's Mimoah, then it can't, then it's not Lechem, then you can't, ain't on a year to death of us as a Tessah. It doesn't have a Sheni Lechem, so you can't be on Mighty on liquid. But if it's Kuzis Kayamis means that it still has a stickle solid, if you would have taken this originally, and it's enough of a chunk to form it a loaf, so then it's shy of the Sehamaiti. They're not Kuzis Kayamis, not. So that's Gemara and Amr Aleph, so it has a different shot. Kuzis Kayamis, they're not Kuzis Kayamis, does it still have a loaf, or is it all liquefied? And the Gemara on the basis then comes in a different discussion. Chavitza means you have the tiny particles, you have the matzah, the matzah powerful. So the matzah, matzah powerful alone, you change the broth hamotzi. But then if you add something on, and you stick it together, and it's in broken yachad, that's what the word chavitza means, has nothing to do with cooking at all. So that's a sugi, what's the locha, is it the same as Zainus or not? So Rabbi Yeshesh claims that it depends on kazai. It depends on kazai.
You have to stick pieces
are less than a kazai, then you stick them together, then it's part of kadosh. And if the pieces maintain the shape of kazai, then it will be hamotzi. And then Rabbi Yishai brings the raya, and according to their tesis, missing here. The text doesn't see it right, that's great. Some of the text is the next verse, the Yom Ramat, the Manapah, the Yishalayim.
And that's sticking together there.
Huh?
What are you talking there about sticking together?
Yes. Everything is missing. Where did that second verse say anything about? They assume that it's talking about sticking together. Rashi's very easier over there.
Yeah.
Rashi's also sure. Rashi says that Rashi is talking about Machlas and Macheshes that have Tikkun, the Tikkun is Bishul, and so it's just tiny. Where did it say it's talking about Machlas and Macheshes? And the question says it's better. Trying to place they take something that's sticking together. So everything is missing. Very sure. But then when you get to the next Gemara, Likit Nikulam, the thesis is easier. Because Rashi claims that the Likit Nikulam is a hemshah from the first verse in which it's talking about Machlas and Machesh. The thesis says, how can it be? Likit Nikulam. How can it be Chomesh? And then they're not going to make a new thing to come.
Talking about, is it an Abera?
Doesn't say that the Abera makes a new thing to come.
The point of this is it's easier. The second verse of Likit Nikulam is not at all talking about the Mincha. Likit Nikulam is referring to the Mishnah in Tzachim.
It says in the Mishnah Tzachim on Daf Lamed Hey
that there are 5 million dogs, Chitim Sam Kutin Shvada Shul Sheep, and all the 5 million dogs are acceptable for Matzah. And Chomet,
why is it going to come out to the dragon? Because only those 5 are born with their Chomet. Whatever is born with their Chomet, it's born with their Matzah. Whatever is not born with their Chomet, it's not born with their Matzah. That's the same thing about Kodosh. You're not permitted to be Kodosh before HaKrova to Omer. The Kodosh is only in the Chomet to the dragon. That's the law. You want to say, I might say Chomet to the dragon, all the Dinim of Lach and the time on the Chomet to the dragon.
So this right of Likit Nikulam is the Hemshah for that Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's in his matzah that's made from wheat barley or dry self. And if he's coming from wheat barley or dry self, you're like it, you can say it. So the Shaila is, what if you have 5 matzahs? This matzah is made from wheat, this matzah is made from barley, this matzah is made from self. Each one is made from a different meat. The side, if he eats this kazayas, a kazayas of this one is good. If he eats a kazayas of that one is good.
What do you eat? A fifth of a kazayas from this one, a fifth of a kazayas from that one, a fifth of a kazayas? Are they all the stars from Manad? But by HaFrash, it's called the Dinim and the Mishnah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's a question. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
The Chameshas Dinim are not always the start to be Mechaz and Chalim. But what about over here? It was all baked, and I have 5 matzahs, and I nibble a little bit from each one, and all together, I have the Sachar Kol HaGazayis. And that's how faith is interpreted. Likid Nikula means... Okay, come on. Nira Dikoya Chameshas Aminim. Okay, come on. Likid Nikola Aminim. Bechom and Kazayis. If you have a little bit of each one, so then you'll be Yaitse Matze. If you have a little bit of each one, then you'll be Chayz Koris. It's a Chomet, and there's no problem. What do you mean? How did he make a Mincha from Chomet?
No one's talking about a Mincha. We're talking about Chomet. We're talking about Matze as
it's not a Hemshah from before. But the way, that the place of Pshat is easier over there, as Rashi Yishmet. But the place of Pshat, Hayam and Makri, that's very Shvet. Ika Chosman and Seiko. Who said you're talking about sticking together the pieces? So somehow they say that you can have a tradition that's there. How come I that that's what he's talking about? That's the way you pass the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, they pass it like this places because the Aruch and a group of other Rishonim learn like that Shem. They don't learn like Lashi Shem. They learn like Tzayis Shem. But based on that, I think that they quote this Rabbeinu David Nimet that he used to stick putting all the Teruah together. He used to take it out of the soaking water, overnight it was soaking the Teruah. Then in the morning he would squeeze it out. Didn't want to have such starchy thing. And we eat the particles when they were stuck together, and it wasn't in his basha. It wasn't in his basha. But that's what they're out of their taste.
This Teruah is so, but if you wouldn't have, you know, just left in the doctor, you would have seen
different? No, Mishtamah, he broke it up to tiny particles that all of the whiteness should be easier for the color to lose. The chance of the Tzimtzum in the house.
Yeah.
To change the color. Everybody should lack the Tzimtzum in the house.
You don't want to have the stuff. And then when he squeezes it off, you open it together.
Then it becomes like Kavitsa.
Oh, okay.
You
don't
want to make this in the market.
Yeah,
I don't know if they would eat each one separately. I don't know if they're, I don't know if they would say that Dennis was there. I don't know if you would just take, let's say, a loaf of bread and soak it and all the color would go out and it would look pale. Would that change the bracha? That would also be redundant. It's only if you change the shape also. If you have tiny particles and you get them all together. So the Chorus sounds from places that says that you have to change the shape also.
Oh,
you have to ruin. Why did he break it up into tiny particles that he should take out all the color? And then he squeezed them all together to make them into a lump again. So based on the Gemara, it says it's fasting that you better.
Yeah, right.
It was still not even more than a Mizrahi.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
No, no, it's not going to be sharp.
I'm not sure.
I'm not
sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure because Satan sounds like they hold that the fun of Kadosh is that the changing in the shape. So before the tiny particle, now you suck it together. No, it's the changing of the Tanisha and the Hammer. Sounds like you need a double shimmy over here.
Otherwise,
lightning is unlikely. It started off as unlikely. So it's going to be saying unlikely.
You need to
break
and then put
it
together.
Did it look different, or is it easy to break it up? If you break up the piece of bread and you put it in water, it's easier for it to become dough. And if the form changes, and then you put it back, you have a new form.
Right.
That's a dough.
Right.
As opposed to
the... Because you have the double change, the change in shape that these... Overnight they were tiny particles, and now they're all together. And the change in color
change even in bread.
Okay, but if you have a loaf of bread soaking, and it's still in the same shape, so that's only one shimur. So it seems like they have to, they require a double shimur. The change in the tiny particles that are lumped together, that's one shimur already. And then the second shimur is that it looks very different. The whole color is different.
After
you soak bread the whole night, pieces of bread become a
whole bread. It's going to fall apart anyway. You get it. So not to eat a piece. Very, very good, Mark. Bainati Rish Rashi, Bainati Rish Rashi, there's a lot missing over here. Rashi has to add on a lot and Pesach has to add on a lot. Very Shver HaLom. Okay. Shver is people of Yom. Last week we started a little bit. We gave an introduction as far as HaProsha's Kala is concerned. The thing is that the obligation for the Mapesh Kala doesn't necessarily have to do with Kala that eat and Shami. Doesn't even have to do doctor with bread, which is b'chasa ha'maitzi. Even if you make cake or cookies or pie, if you make enough of it, if you have a big enough or large enough dough, then the halacha requires that you have to be makish challah. Just that sometimes people are makish challah to leave water because we're not sure whether you have the shear or not. In the problem that between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, makish challah is out of broth, and more than 5 pounds of flour, makish challah is a broth. So now, but that's only if there's a hoi b'chof and you let him ha'ori. But the thing that you're eating has a shame lechem. If it doesn't have a shame lechem, then there's no chiyuv of Hashem's challah. How do you determine whether this thing is going to have a shame lechem? You tell me that cake and cookies have a shame lechem, so I'm just saying that's a lechem and more. But the answer is no. When I tell you it is lechem, it is pot. Well, right, you'll be called a pot above the kitchen. Well, right, sometimes if you are covered to do, you do say I'm like the yam, I'm lechem and what? It is lechem, it's pot above the kitchen with the shame lechem. It is lechem that's sometimes easier than us. Let's say you'll have, we've seen this arena, you'll have something which is never going to convert into Amos 11 hours. So then it's not fast to say that that the Mechir is to be Master Shtar. The two Ahopah HaTalya. If it doesn't have the Shem Lechem at all, then it's not Chai V'Challah and it'll never be Hamaitzi. If it does have the Shem Lechem, it's Chai V'Challah, but it's going to be Hamaitzi, will be done. Does it have a Tanisha in Amos? Then it's always going to be Hamaitzi. If it doesn't have a Tanisha in Amos, then it will sometimes be in the Zenith, sometimes be Hamaitzi, depending on what the Kaveh is to be. Now we're going to discuss specific forms of cakes or pastries. Do they have a shame lechem? Maybe they don't have a shame lechem at all. Maybe they never have a shame lechem, and you never can say Hamaitzi, even if you Kaveh is Kudah, and it will never be Chai V'Challah. So the first candidate we're going to discuss is Troikman. So we have the gear for the Gemara. Troikman is a Machalik of Samarai, whether it's Chai V'Challah or not. What in the world is Troikman more than Kuvah D'Yara? What's Kuvah D'Yara? Some kind of a thing. So what is the din of Kuvah D'Yara? Let's go before you get to the challah. What about Hamaitzi? So let's see on the top. On the top line. This kind of a baked good. What bracha do you say? Before you get to the challah, what bracha do you say? So he says it's sometimes Mizaymus and sometimes Hamaitzi. He says, Amalei, the Rav Yosef talks, because Abai was a Talmud of Yosef. So Yosef answers him, he says, what are you calling a Shalom? Whether it's Hamaitzi or Mizaymus? It's Zichon Mizaymus. Nisabis Nahan. Oh, you think that it's bread, Naham is bread. No, it's Gubla Biyami. It's only by Minim Zaini. But, I do, your prophet is not for your lobby. A Baruch Alei, Mosi Vach Merad, the Shalosh Baruch. If you can ask me then it becomes unlikely. So you see, it's like part of what we kiss him. It's just about Zamin Zach, it's regular lechem, which is sometimes unlikely, sometimes it's Zaini. So that's not a shame lechem. So there's always kinds of color. So how can you have a machlegi some alone where it's five of kalas now? If it has a shame lechem, if it sometimes has a shame lechem, so for sure it's five of kalas, and it's only going quarters out, it's only going quarters out to Jirsu. He says there ain't no machlegi, it's not shaya. It's only going here in Hagol, Tagua, and Ramazayin on the base. He says the way the Gemara has a hemshech here, you cannot have a machlegi, because everybody's lechem, that it's five of kalas. As long as sometimes it's going to be a machlegi lechem, and all, that shows that it's past. And if it's stuck, if it's lechem, then it's always chai b'cham. Cakes and cookies are also chai b'cham. And then the Gemara says, I'm a makar abashi. And if you tell me that sometimes it's amaiti, if you're the correct, it'll be amaiti, and therefore you always chai b'cham. And then if you eat it on Leil Pesach, you eat it, therefore it's not, even if you're only eating it as a nash. Even if it'll be in the Zainus, let's say he's only eating it as a nash. So the Minchas Kinnah said, no, no, on Leil Pesach, since you're eating it, the God says that can be a Suda. That's the meaning by the Sfardim. All you long the same as Amos Amatke, except on Leil Pesach, when you eat it, the same is to the whole of that God says to be a Suda. So that's what the Minchas Kinnah says on this Gemara. The Rasulation explains, he said, oh, listen, you don't have to necessarily say like that. But on Leil Pesach, since you're eating it, the same is to not the God says that can be a Suda. No! Since theoretically it's one word to be called a Suda. One would have said, I'm waiting, so that shows that it is past. It's past up on the kitchen, but it is past. So once it's past, then you think that Chodesh Master, the whole difference between past and past up on the kitchen, that's only on a level of the Rabbana. Whether you wash until it's a dime or not, whether you say, I'm waiting on the Zayn, it's only the Rabbana. When you say, Bechatam Mosin Alamichi, which is also only the Rabbana, and the Rishonim say, because if you say, Alamichi, after eating bread, then I tell you, you'll be eating. If you're a donor and you won't be eating, but I'm tell you, you'll be eating, you say, I'm here after eating bread. So all the machinim between Pas and Pas above the kitchen are only on a level of the Rabbana. Level of the Raisa, Pas above the kitchen is regular bread. So Nachum also, this treatment, what is treatment? It's a Kuvah D'Ara. What's Kuvah D'Ara? Now she tells you what it is. Instead of putting the dough on a baking tin and putting it in like a normal person, they made a hole in the floor of the oven and they put it into what's that akimina? Some kind of a cake? Some kind of a cake that they bake. So well, what's the deal? A cake is designed to the to the samosi and I take the apple in the shawl and a cake is good for matzah and I'll pass up. Either because the way the Minchas Kinnah said because it is a kriya suda or the way the Rav said you don't even need a kriya suda. So that's choice. Choice is regular part of the kriya. So then the Gemara has a new thing here. Teresa is a new thing. We're not too sure what Teresa is. The Omer Abaye, towards the bottom of Lam Zayin of the base. The Omer Abaye. Teresa is two of an Akhala. Treisman is five of Akhala. It's a regular process of the kitchen. It's cake or cookie. It's five of Akhala. But Teresa is a different story. Teresa is not five of Akhala. Why not? My Teresa, what is it? So the Gemara has different versions. One version is Ika Diyamri, some say that it's Gidul Meratoch. What is Gidul Meratoch? Alright. So Rashi describes it on the bottom of the Omer. 10 cases, exactly. Yeah. You have a Blila Rako, basically. You have a Blila Rako. But then you don't do Bishul, you do an Afiyah. But instead of doing an Afiyah in such a way, you have the batter, and instead of then you have three, let's say you have a batter of sponge cake, and then you pour it into a pan, and then the pan gets filled up. And then it gets filled up, an inch, and then you put it into the oven, so you know in advance it's going to be a loaf. You filled it up, so high, it's going to be a loaf, and it's going to extend, it's going to be a bigger loaf. See, you don't do it like that. You have the batter, and then you have a burning hot blech on top of the fire. And then you throw it on top of the blood. So the oil is going to spread out, it's going to be so thin, like a blood. So the oil is going to spread out, it could theoretically spread out so far, there's not going to be any thickness at all, it's going to be so thin, but it's going to get baked.
It's going to get saved before it has a chance. That's going to stop it from setting up. But he's not really interested in giving it any sickle. That's the way it works. It gets saved before it becomes ready. So the male has a sickle sickle. So since he's not really interested, again, the Rashi says, you have chemical mind decree. He started to get the Bosch and the cup. He started. And it's a batter. It's not a Bula or a Bula Raka. But then you're going to do it up here. Shachin Mala Kira. The Shehini Saka is when the blech is burning hot and it's going to get baked before it spreads so thin. But that doesn't have any, Karita Nahama at all. He said, if it does, Migmarak, if you don't have a Karita Nahama, then you say Migdanis is Amaiti, and if you can ask it, then it becomes Amaiti. But then Tayyip pointed out the Lashon and Tzachim, if it doesn't have a Karita Nahama at all, then you're not even Mafishkala. If it doesn't even have a Shem Lach and Rok. So that's all the end. He's kind of thinking that you're not even mocking that it should have any body, it should have any status of a law. So that's not even Chaybacham, it doesn't have a Shem Lach and Rok. That's the first shot. I'm not buying. What is Trisa? Trisa is not Chaybacham. You might say, what is this Trisa that's not Chaybacham? It's real Meratach, that's one thing. But real Meratach is not Chaybacham. It can never be Hamas. Even if we could add to that, we can't see. So let it be how I look at it. Each of the army, another version has it, that what is this, Teresa that's not Chaim Kala? Nahama the Handiko. What is that? Nahama is bread. What's Nahama the Handiko? The Rashi describes this, and the other day the Rambam just quotes the Rashi. What but take the take though as a blila other, not a blila rather the take though, and they stick it on the tip of a shkud. Well, most of the time, the shaman over made basting the shaman. They keep on basting it with the juices on the outside. So it's a funny shaped bread. Why should it not be chayav chama? Why does not Hashem love him? It's not taking it upon you.
Make them a fire.
For what?
Go to a tzaddik. He's asking like a bechel, the light bills is chayov in the house. The machlek the bechel is shlokish, is tzach and omzan, he's asking light bills is chayov in the house.
But that's the definition then. But this is held over the fire, like the machlek.
That's a vada field.
That's a vada field. So what's wrong with both of them? What's wrong with me? Me is my brother. I don't know. So hold off, nobody explains why. The Gemara goes down from the top to exalta and the Tarek is also as the Nashim Lach Mechan and Tana Rech upon the Kod Lechem and he's baked in the top. It's not baked in the top, it's not Kod Lechem. But then Rav Yechen and explain here and struck him that Tana is not Dach the Tana. He needs to bake it to Ilfus as long as there's no Mashkin. He is no Mashkin. He needs to bake it on top of the stove in a baking tin on top. And it's not in an oven where the heat is coming from.
That's the
form of the tanner. It's also called the tanner. Not cooking mushrooms.
Because this is like a mushroom on the fire.
Is that what's wrong with
it? That means you're not a
tanner, not even to end the fire. Yeah, but Lechay Rav Yechon holds that there is a custom of lechem, that it only has the shame lechem if it's baked in the tanner, because that it's only lafuk if you have mushrooms. That's the place of course over here, the Yerushalmi. Only if you have mashkin.
If you have mashkin, you need a pot. But if you not, it's a pot that comes like a candle. A candle is usually baked dry. You don't put in mashkin.
Yeah.
But if you roast it, it's not the shape of a candle at all. It doesn't have a container to hold it. That makes it into a different type of
thermal. I don't know.
What do you do? Take dough,
sit,
and hold it over the fire.
But you're just going to bake it like that, the regular color and a funny shape. Like a big bread. But you keep on basting it with shaman, with the oil, and with eggs on the outside. Egg color. If someone's going to say only water color is type color. Egg color is not type color, that's okay. So what's wrong with cake? So what's wrong? Why isn't it type color? They say because he's boiling it as opposed to baking it. Who says boiling isn't from baking? The only halacha of Mechara, Rabbi Yechon only says the only halacha of
lechem requiring a tanner is lapuk if you have mashkim. But if you don't have any mashkim, then Rabbi Yechon holds that everything is included in the afiyah of the tanner. So why should it be chai b'chal? It's very unclear. I don't know, it's very unclear. There's a shver orach ha-shulchan on this. The little bit is in Raya. Orach ha-shulchan makes some kind of a statement on this din. Yes, what's going on? He says, the reason why it's not chai b'chal is because it's only eaten as an ash.
What's
part of the egg is supposed to be taken care of? It's eaten as a nash. Still kind of solid part of all the kismet. But you normally say, eaten as a nash, so it's present. That's what all the bakers rely on. They come in and know. Rav HaShulchan. You know the Rav HaShulchan. Someone called it by name. Rav HaShulchan says this. Yeah. Breadsticks also are only eaten as an ash. People don't usually eat breadsticks as a meal. Why should this be different? That's the word. Then the Gemara has the third show. You know, next week we'll have to start from this again. What are these? The Gemara has three kinds of cakes. They're not chai b'chala. Why not? Manishtana, the three cakes from the other. And then Tesis has more cases. This is the top line of Ramasetam and Olive. Tesis has that. That great Tesis, Achorim say they never heard of it. The first day children, every day, says they never heard of it. They quote Tesis, and they say they all disagree. So I shall know how to read a Mishnah in Chala. Okay, so next week we'll never continue with the Achorim Shalom. In this week's Sedra, in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Talmud describes the way by Arivo Roye Avram and Roye Lois, they were fighting, and then he said he saw his mom in a line, that's not the idea, and then it says that Lois went to Sedai, why don't we go to Stone? So he saw it's going to make more money there, Kuma Mashke, it's better over there, and then he fell in, and he had the Anshu Zayim, and then the whole city was destroyed, and then the Malachim went to say, Light, and then he left, and his wife disturbed him, yeah, and then his daughters-in-law died, and then he thought that's the end of the whole world, no one else there, and the daughters thought that was the end of the world, no one else is alive, and then they were with the father, and each one had a baby, a mamzer, by the Yomu Kalim, there's no mamzer, each one had a baby, one had Amon, and one had Mayav, and then the nations of Amon and Mayav came out of these people, from the mamzer. So David HaMelech was a descendant of Ruth HaMayadir. So he was born from this background. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim, the Medrash Rabbah quotes on this, he said, there's a pasuk in the middle of Tehillim says, Amir Abiyut quotes, the pasuk in Tehillim, Chassidim Pei Tess, Masasi David Abdi, after the Gemara says, I discovered David HaMelech. Where did he discover David HaMelech? Through study. Eich Masasi is his goal. What do you mean Eich Masasi? It means David HaMelech is a descendant from Ruth HaMayadiyah, who came from Lois, who came from Zoyah. Lois lived in a lot of cities. And Lois had the affair with his daughters after the time was all over. Yeah. What does it mean? Eich Masasi is his goal.
What does that mean?
They learned it.
So the Shem Shmuel has an interesting comment, because the Rashi Shmuel from Sham Yavne used to say in his process, every so often, and then he printed it. He printed it first in the Avraham Amorim Ba'Zorah, a very beautiful Rashi, and then he reprinted it in a different form, a little bit in the Sefer on Sukkot that just came out last year. He quotes from the Shem Shmuel, who quotes from his grandfather, the Kotzki Rebbe. Shem Shmuel was the son of the Tocha Shavuot, Avraham HaTocha Shavuot, who had married the daughter of the Kotzki Rebbe. So every so often, the Shem Shmuel quotes through, he quotes from his father, and so on, quotes from the grandfather. But he says, Ahol Malachim. What is the whole idea of Malchus, that one man is the boss over everybody else? And like the Gemara has a lotion in the first Perek of Sanhedrin regarding when Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua Ben-Nun as the Melech to take over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua Ben-Nun, Zabarech HaMadov, Ein Shnei Daban Madov, you're the boss. You're Machil, the Hakal Kodkodim, the one who's the Melech has to tell about today. He has to take the stick and bop people over there. So the Kodkodim Rebbe said, where did such an attitude come from? By Jews. All the Polishol are like a varm of one body. How can one Aver call about the will of the other Aver and bop them over the arm? They all blend in together. So how can it be? How did the child cross to have Malchus? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is up to the Shem Shmuel Azan to the grandfather's wife. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, Ayibishur Melech, and then says, on Moshe Rabbeinu, that's 10 of Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Shokel Kenegan Kulman. It's such a different Madrega. It's almost different from everybody else, so we can understand he didn't really blend in with everybody else. That's shy because he should be able to bound up to everybody else. But if you don't have such a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, I was shocked that there should be an institution on Mount Zidro. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the matter says. Masal Tzavad Afi, where did he find them from today? What does that mean? Does this lead the Meguna of Geiser, of the Stalsus, of the Starus over other people? It really comes from today. Why? So that's what the Shem Shmuel doesn't have this, that's what the Rosh Hashiva Rav Goldberg has done. It was taken from Novi, with one pasuk from Yishai, one pasuk from Hezkel, where he traces this Liga Meguna. So the pasuk in Yishai says that the nation of Moab were very arrogant. And then he traces that back. Where did that come from, that Moab was very arrogant? And I have to do that guy, but the pasuk in Hezkel says that it's a blame that were very arrogant. So he says, that's where this Liga came from. There was a Liga Meguna Meroid, of Gaiva, I hold for myself, the exclusion of all others. So in order that there should be a person who should become a Melech, the Balabatra, all the others, he must have a Yenike, he must have this in his genes from somewhere. The Mishnah Nehemiah says that the parents transmit to their children in their genes all of their needs. You have sometimes quirks and sometimes psychological quirks and so on that are transmitted to the children in the genes. So here also, this need in the Guna of Gaiva was transmitted from Sadaim to Moab, and from Moab to Rusam Ravia, and then to Dabar HaMelech. That's what enabled him. It was a need in the good, but every need, every need can be used in favor. That's what one of the earlier Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think the second Rebbe, I think the Nicola Rebbe, has a whole country of Mayan about Gaiva the Kedusha. There's such a thing. Gaiva is a terrible need, and another is a wonderful need. And sometimes you have another Shal Sheker, and sometimes you have Gaiva the Kedusha. Every need, there is no such thing as a need that's a need of world. Every leader has to be used mitamar. That's why it's called leaders. That's what the Baal HaMutar says. You have to know when to apply this leader, when to apply the other leader. So Rabban HaMelech used this leader, Meguna of Gaiva, which we call it leader Meguna, because most of the time it's a leader Meguna. But sometimes you have to have that leader. And that's what the Shem Shmuel writes in his Drasha, as the Gemara says in Yumeh, the Agarata says in Yumeh, that Shaul HaMelech, was according to Shaul, was not a descendant of Moloch. The Pasuk says that he lost the Malchus. Why? Why did he lose the Malchus? Because it was Ein Bo Dokim. Mishka HaKen Chitzorim. The Kalos Tushay didn't have a Chitzorim. So he says, yeah. He didn't bow about to all of the other people. When Shmuel HaNavi came in, he asked, why did you leave? Why did you leave the stone? Why did you leave the stone? Why did you leave the stone? He was afraid. He was afraid of the people. He said, what do you mean afraid? What does he say? And cause not to be an Ever Rosh, the Shifte Yisrael says, but you're the boss over here, the Melech. Shaul HaMelech wasn't an Enikol from Sdom, so he didn't have this need of Ishtalfu. So the Gemara says in Yuma, that's why he left that. That's why the Malchus couldn't be misguided by him. And that's what the Nebesh means to say, that the Matzafi Govard Abdi Weh, this Dari, that need of Ruah had to be used. We had to develop it and and to convert it into a Midah Taiva of the Gaida Mikadusha for the purposes of Malchus.
Yes, I was hiding in the family. It's 3,000 oxygen. Oh, so how do you return that? My family, it's a... There's another outside of the place to see everyone else, and I'm only here on you. So we don't think that's the casualty. They come in, but I need out your own. You don't have to get that level. You're going to all the things that you think you see on you. Yeah, right to you here, the compound, I have you today. I'm the only chief of our children to build them up. Yes, but they were at home with a fortune to. It's come at 8 a.m. I said, yeah, the girl shot the car in the 3 a.m. I said, you should be saying, I don't talk to you, and then you say, but it's about the interest in all system of it, and how you should have to win, and most of our things to pass. It's time to say, because the whole thing is not to say how long it is. Yes, I did, I do not see it, it's your oxygen, I'll tell you on, you know, because how long it is. They just punch most of the sinners, you're not fighting, I will punch the most of the sinners, please, before. How you decide it? That's right, we hold up. the Islamic court is not used. Somebody should make out the very deep hope now. That's why my country is now interested in the church to be held with it. Somebody should tell that you are shut the power of the church. Not the hell with the other half of the mouth, but the other half of the mouth. Yes, the other half of the mouth had my ear in it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'll come to you. I'm going to be here. 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 I